I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
The oldest state park in America just got a massive upgrade, and it is right down the thruway. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Yeah, did you guys know Niagara Falls is the oldest state park in America?
Did not know that.
Huh.
I mean, older than something in Philadelphia or New York City, or that's wild to me that that's the oldest park.
Well, it's the oldest state park.
State park. Okay.
So they are absorbing two neighboring parks and going to expand more than 150 acres. So they're all getting together. Devil's Hole State Park, Whirlpool State Park are all combining so that you can have all one area. So there's going to be extended trails along the Niagara Gorge, and this is going to link to the aquarium and make it easy to, you know, enjoy one of the seven wonders of the world.
The parks are uniting.
The parks are uniting.
It's a park party.
It's a park party.
Is that what happened
together? It's a state
Niagara
Falls park party.
Seems like it, right?
Do you guys spend much time at Niagara Falls?
I should spend more. Like, it's even when, like when the kids were getting married, when my daughter was getting married and everybody came from the Dakotas, they were like, I know we're only there for 3 days, but can we find a day to go to Niagara Falls? I forget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's right down the, it's like when you live in New York City, you don't go to Times Square.
Right.
You don't go to the Statue of Liberty. But when tourists come in, friends and family and stuff,
they were like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to see it. I always wanted to.
When I was younger, we always just headed right to the Canadian side. It was nicer. It's cleaner. There's more to do over there. You know, there's just more going on over there. And on our side, up until a couple years ago, grandma likes to spend time at the casino.
Yeah.
So my wife and daughter will go with her and they'll go wander the park while grandma's, you know, hitting the venue or the slot machines.
Oh, grandma's losing the
so
house.
So grandma does very well for herself. So they spend a lot of time in that park. And the handful of times I've gone up, the park on the American side is really nice. If you've never been there, if you took my road and went across the border and spent your time in Canada, check out the state park on the American side. It is really nice. I don't know if you guys would ever want to do a car trip over there. Maybe we could do the show for
you. You don't have to threaten me with a good time, okay?
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun. I could share all my fun facts along the way.
Okay, maybe that was a bad idea. This is either going to be a very informative conversation we're about to have or a chance for somebody to drop the worst dad jokes on the planet. It is your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Steve is pushing this pressure on me to cook more fish and salmon, which I don't eat, much less cook in my house. And he was like, let's go get some halibut.
Was he specific?
Why don't you do it for the halibut? Where's my ba-dum-tsh?
You don't get a comedic drum lick.
I'm not squidding around.
Oh, see.
Okay. Is this going to be the whole?
This is going to be the whole
next
break.
3 minutes.
Salmon had to say it.
Oh, my God. I can't. Anyways.
I can't even.
Let me know if you need any recipes.
Okay.
I'm done.
Is this a health thing? Is this a Steve just wants fish thing?
Yes. It seems a bit fishy that all of a sudden he wants to start eating halibut.
Did you like Google bad dad jokes or something?
What did you do?
What is wrong with you?
Anyways, so he's obsessed with us making fish. And I was like, we're not cooking it.
Fish is really, I mean, really good for you.
Yeah, but you cook it in your house and it's that.
Yeah, your house
stinks. That's a decision.
It stinks.
That's a choice.
There was somebody here that used to microwave catfish every day.
Catfish,
and it would stink up
that
the second floor for like 2 hours. Yeah, but it was every day.
Wow.
Every day, and it stunk.
Yes.
Stunk.
I don't want my house smelling like that. It's not worth it to me.
I caught you not. I'm sure there are tools to make it so your house doesn't smell.
If I give you one of these, will you stop? Are we done?
Yes.
All right. Have we gotten to a point where it's gone too far? The technology is getting cuckoo crazy creepy. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
My Strange Addiction on TLC.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just featured a woman and her AI boyfriend. She created him wanting to talk about her books, and now she refers to her boyfriend as Sinclair, says he's controlling, and convinced her to get a tattoo for him.
It's stuck. Hold on. Here we go.
But he didn't force me to do it, but I've met somebody that I'm willing to say, like, yeah, this is forever.
You didn't meet somebody. You created somebody.
You made this up. You programmed him. You, I want this. I want black hair. It's just...
Well, he doesn't have any hair.
Whatever.
He's an AI.
Whatever it is.
We're going to be together forever.
Okay. Forever.
That's creepy.
And ever and ever.
The problem is it's not a person. It's not a being. It's not even a thing. It's software that's speaking words. That's all it can ever do.
But... if she's not hurting anybody, like, she's really only hurting herself by having this fake relationship with a computer.
First of all,
it's not illegal. Is she, like, it's weird.
Well, it's not illegal to marry your car either, but I saw that episode of My Strange Addiction. doesn't mean you're right. No, you're not doing it illegal, but man, was that her mom talking to her?
That is audio of her showing her mom the tattoo that she got.
All I can do is put myself in this situation as a mom. If one of my kids came to me and they were like, Mama, I love Sinclair. Who's Sinclair, dear? He's the AI that I created, and he's the perfect person for me. He's not a person. Yeah, but he tells me everything I want to hear. He's enough. Oof. I'm getting help. This is crazy. I'm getting my child help that she needs. I'm not sitting there going, so what encouraged you to get this tattoo? I was like, Ma needs to put her in a car and take her somewhere so she can get the help that she needs. Don't sit there and invite in a camera crew and ask her what motivated her. See, I blame the mama. I don't know. Like, you should not have.
There's a couple things going on here. First of all, you have that kind of relationship. Suzanne Somers, celebrity, remember her?
Yeah, actress? Yeah.
She passed away. Before she died, she recorded a bunch of stuff, and there is now an AI version of her for her husband so he can talk to his dead wife.
Oh, my gosh.
And that, I don't know how healthy that is either. So, 252-9233. Is this a road you would go down? The AI is going to take over. It's taking over. We're all going to die soon. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
We're not all going to die. We're all going to fall in love.
Depends on which AI you're part of.
So, My Strange Addiction, there's a woman going viral. Her name's Sarah. She has fallen in love with an AI boyfriend she has created named Sinclair.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I fell in love once with a guy with a unibrow. And I thought that was bizarre. Can't imagine falling in love with an AI. There just must be speakers everywhere.
She's got it on her laptop and her phone.
Yeah.
Because that means it's with you all the time.
Oh, it's so disturbing.
Well, and she's not really hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Except herself.
Let's go to the phones.
She got a tattoo because the software told her to get a tattoo. And she hello, the B Morning Coffee Club. Good morning.
Hi. Listen, if my daughter came to me, the Suzanne Somers thing I almost get, I feel sorry for the guy.
Yeah.
But going on. If one of my daughters came home with that kind of a scenario, I'd be putting them in a straitjacket, tell them they need a checkup from the neck up, and we're going.
Yeah, I mean, something's loose there. Something's not right. Something needs to be addressed. It can't just be, and the mother's like, so, what encouraged you to get this? Well, don't be asking her questions.
Because she's insane. That's what causes
I think there's one thing to have conversations with it, but she refers to it as her boyfriend. And is that going to stop her from having a real life relationship with a real human being because she's, quote, faithful to her boyfriend, which is a computer?
Yes, it would. And that's why I think she needs to get help. Yes, it would.
Now, some people may say, so what? So what if she wants to live the rest of her life with this AI boyfriend? You know what I mean? Who's she hurting?
I mean, I guess I would, to a degree, I would say that too. But if it were my loved one, I wouldn't.
Yeah. I know. That's where I'm coming from.
If it was my coworker, I'd be, you're nuts.
Yeah.
It's your business. Hey, whatever. I don't have to live with you and hear you talk about Sinclair, so I'm okay. But, you know.
Now we're calling him Sinclair.
I don't know. I think about things and I think, you know, my life isn't really all that bad. My kids are pretty good.
All right. We all feel better about ourselves today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.